Paul has Teddy Bishop. It didn't sound too serious, that ankle problem that forced him out of the whole game.
Well, serious enough to for him to miss it, or he'd have played. So we trained this morning, and we'll see how he is for Saturday. So as I said before, I'll say it again, Bishop's no played too many games. We don't want him to break down, and then we miss him, or the club misses him for the pre-season. So yeah, you have to look after him as well.
What about John Nolan? He went off fairly early on last week.
I think Nolan maybe struggled, but he's doing all right. It's not as bad as what we thought. So he's doing okay. So we see again. I think it may be a bit early for him, because he never trained this morning.
What about James Collins and Will Keane? Will they travel to the Northwest?
They two trained this morning, and they touched with again. They look okay, lack of games for the two of them. But if they go through tomorrow and they seem okay, then we'll look at it from there and see.
Tom Adeyemi out there today as well?
Tom trained for the first time and since we've been here, really. So prior to that, the lad's not really done anything. So again, there's no pressure for me with him, because he's been out a hell of a long time. And as long as he doesn't have any adverse reaction to any problems, then we just see and monitor him till the end of the season.
So it's basically the same as Emmy here, isn't it? You're looking longer term with him. There's no point in rushing him back.
There's no point. It's no, because the lads haven't played football in the best part of, I don't know, 15 months or whatever it is. Been out a long time. And I think they're just glad to be back playing football, really, and back out in the pitch.
Ellis Harrison, available?
He hurt his back, so he missed training the other day, missed it again this morning. So we'll see how he is as well. So but we can't tell.
He must be really frustrated.
Who, Ellis?
Ellis must be, yeah.
Yeah, because he's a footballer, you don't want to be injured, because it's no great being in a treatment room most part of your day and just in a looking at a gym every single day. So it's like anything, you need a bit of luck to stay fit at certain times.
Is Callum Elder still here receiving treatment, or is he available again?
No, he's had his op with a hernia. He went back to Leicester and got the op done and had it done. He came back down this morning, so first time I've seen him for a few weeks. But a hernia can keep you out for a few weeks, but he's back in.
Since we last spoke and sat here, and you deal for Flynn Downs, what kind of qualities do you see in as a midfielder?
Well, he's got potential to be a really, really good player, Flynn. I've always said that about him. That he's a big talent for the club. Played a lot of games now, and I just think it's important for the club to tie him down, as well as a few of the other young ones. There's too many good young ones here to just walk out your door for more or less nothing. Really. Then these kids can be a hell of an asset to the club. So tie them down, and if they do eventually go, if they do make the height of it, and if they do go, you make sure you get a hell of a lot of money for it, rather than what's been happening before.
Do you believe he can add goals to his game? I guess you need that as a midfielder, don't you?
Depends if he's a sitter or he's an attacking midfielder. So I know he's done both. He's played defensive midfielder for England. He's done it when he's grown up here as well, but when we've played him in an advanced role. But he's a really good footballer, and he's one thing about Flynn, he's no frightened, that's for sure. He gets right in about it, which is great. And he's a really good footballer. It's not as if the kid's just a physical player. He can play the game.
So do you see him as a more attack-minded player going forward?
I don't know yet until I see him on the defensive side of it. I need to have a little look at him, and maybe I will have a little look at him to see if he can play that role in it. And because we've only really got Cole there as well, who only plays that role. Amir might be able to do it, but I don't know if he's going to be. Flynn has done it, so maybe Trevor's done it. So, but Trevor's not our player, so it might be an option to have a look at.
Can you see all these young talented players playing together next season? Is that feasible to have six or seven of them in the team?
Well, they have to. That's the way the club's going to go. But I tell you, it's hell of exciting for them to play. They're playing ever so well at the minute, so they'll need a little bit of help. Can they do it over 46 games? Nobody knows. But one thing's for sure, I know there's a really good, talented group in there, that's for sure.
one of the experienced players will be here next season. Your captain, it's his 300th league appearance for the club this weekend. That's quite some achievement. How good a player is he? We talk a lot about him being a leader and a positive influence, but in terms of an out-and-out defender, Paul?
He's done really well, I think, over the course of his career, not just since I've been here. I've only been here 4 or 5 months, so it's through his career. That longevity is a unique thing to have, especially at one club. So it's great that way for him. And the club will need him round about. As I said before, there'll be pressure coming. It's normal. The young ones are coming through. It's normal. You're at the twilight of your career at 33. And as I said before, time catches everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. Time eventually gets you, and younger ones come through. But he's a really good player. Played a hell of a lot of games with it, and it'll be great experience around the place for us.
Any closer to a deal for Alan Judge? What's your gut feeling on that now?
I don't think they're too far away, as I'm led to believe. So I think Marcus and Judge's people have been speaking quite regular. So hopefully that gets done. So as I said before, I'm never quite sure until it's actually done.
That'd be fantastic though, wouldn't it? A real coup, because you'd imagine there'd be championship clubs interested in it.
I don't know. You have to wait and see. Judge has done brilliant for us since he's been here. He's been great. Every time he gets the boss, you think something's going to happen. And he excites a crowd, which is a great thing. And I think the crowd have really took to him as well. So but he's playing ever so well. Going back into the Ireland thing, I think, as well, has been good for him. But if the club get him tied down, I think it's a great signing for him.
When do you make a decision on Grant Ward? That must be a tricky one, and it's an awkward situation for the boy as well, not playing at the moment, they've been out of contract.
Again, you need luck with injuries. I'm pretty sure all the talks will take place at the end of the season, and there'll be some decisions made, and good and bad, or no nice ones, and things like that happen. But that happens. And Ward, to be fair to Ward, he's worked really hard. He's doing really well with his rehab, and he's walking a lot better. But again, I think the talks will probably take place come the end, it's all finished.
And you're still going to be here next season, aren't you?
Yeah, well, you asked me the question. The results, 100%, the results are not good enough. But if Marcus makes a change, then I just jump my car and I go back up. So I don't worry about it. There's nothing that I can do. It doesn't matter how shouting I do for a rooftop, I like to stay. But no one makes a change, he makes a change. And that's all over the world. So, yeah, we plan for it, and then we try and, whether we leave this club's in, we try and do as well as we can.
But there's no indication whatsoever that Marcus is thinking along those lines, is there?
Well, you're the one that asked the question, unless you spoke to him.
No.
Well, you loaded the gun then, didn't you?
It would be crazy to make a change, wouldn't it? As I said to you last Saturday, the club really does need stability.
Yeah, but you loaded the gun, so well, unless you had an interview one on one with Marcus, then he must have told you something different. I don't know then. Must have done, because you asked the question.
No, not at all. No, I'd imagine he's still back, and I was surprised that you even considered the thought of moving on at the end of the season, or Marcus even making the decision.
No, but you asked the question, didn't you? So I was just giving you an answer. So I'm answering you as well. If Marcus makes a change, he makes a change. Never said I'd walk away. But you put it there that I was going to walk away, but I never once said to you in an interview that I was going to walk away.
Any set to back you in the summer? You must have had some chats about budgets, about going forward, that kind of thing. You're happy with the way the land lies?
He's been brilliant. Honestly, he's been absolutely brilliant to me. We have really good conversations. We have laughs. We have some words, which is normal. But we get on really well that way. Albeit that doesn't mean you're going to be in this job for life. It's a professional business you're in, but going well with him. And he's done great for this club over the years. He wants to maybe change the club in a different direction, which I'm pretty sure will become clear really soon. But the club's in a really good place, albeit the results are nowhere near good enough, nowhere near it. But we have played really, really well without getting the rewards. And I think that's apparent for everybody to see. I think the support the club's got is definitely overwhelming. That does my head in, because they've been absolutely brilliant for us, and we can't thank them enough for it. And they're giving everybody time to play, the young kids, time to play, because they need it. They don't need maybe to be criticised or, but I think everybody recognised they're playing well, and that's why the crowd are behind it and they see everything that's going on. There's so much good here that this could be, as I said before, this could be unbelievable. In a few years' time, this could be all change.
It was always more than just a half-season project, wasn't it? Even if the club has to take one step back, it's about the long term and taking two, three forward.
I don't know whether it'd be. I think because we've come in and maybe changed the football style and they play a different way if what happened before and bring ones that the identity of the club's going to come back. As I said, the loans, and I was never a big fan of five and six loans come in because the guys just go and they do their best, but you're developing somebody else's players. So when you've got a good, really good young set of guys here, so why not give them a chance? You've got to give them a chance. There's no point in having an academy. Just scrap the whole academy route then. Keep the money. But the actual, I believe they're good enough. They'll make mistakes like everybody else, and some might get into a shell. Their job is to try and keep them into that positive frame mind of this is where they're going to play. And I think that the crowd have helped them. I really do. I think the crowd have helped two guys express themselves because they've not once got on their back. Even on Saturday when they sang that song at the end, was just unbelievable to sing that. But I think the support see the difference in it. And I think, and they will win games, that's for sure. They'll certainly need a little bit more coming in to give them a wee hand, but they'll be a really good side.
Has doubts over this game had any impact? Has it been a nuisance, the build-up the last few days, that the will it happen or will it not happen nature?
No, we don't. I don't think anybody else bothers. It's Bolton's. I can't comment on what's happened up there. And it can't be nice up there. It's what's going on, probably a lot of animosity there. And we've got the total opposite. You think we were at the top of the league the way the things are, the training ground in the stadium. So we just prepare for the game and it's normal.
It's sad to see though, isn't it? A football club in such a state, the impact it must be having on the community, on the fans.
Well, I think if there's only one team in that area, it's Bolton, to be fair. They've got a few teams all around about there, up there, so they're in a catchment area where there's a lot of clubs. We have only here. That's which, and I saw the impact before we came in, that the fans weren't disinterested and the apathy at the club and things not going right. It can affect everybody, and I just think, well, why has it happened? Try and bring everybody together, and we've done that here without getting the results. But the feeling to the club is really good. Up in Bolton, it might be a bit different because they have many, many clubs up that neck of the woods.
And if you do go down this season, how important you don't finish bottom?
Well, do everything you can. You finish bottom, that's what you do everything you can. The pleasing thing for me is we're playing well. That's a pleasing thing. Even Saturday, when the two went off the line, I thought this is going to be one of these days. We're not going to get the breaks again. So we have so much of the ball. See, I'm not one really into stats, but you can't have 600 odd passes in the game, 15 shots, six on target, no goals, and you have three and score two. It just doesn't add up. But that's been the story of the whole time. We should have won games we shouldn't have drew games, let alone anything else, you know. So. But that's been the story of it.
Do you approach this game any differently? I mean, from the word go, from the Preston game, your entire tenure, you've gone out on the front foot to win games of football.
Yeah.
So does that change at all? Do you become even more attack and even more gung-ho?
We just go for it. Well, it's the only way I know. I don't want to play. Support don't want to see that. I don't want the support to come and sell all that way just to watch us play 4-4-2 and sit behind the ball or 4-5-1 and only really play a counter attack. That's all right if you're playing Man City. You're doing everything you can to try and even to keep it down to 10. So I don't want to go there and sit and wait. We go there and we're playing well. And we're young, we've got energy. We just go and do what we've always been doing. All right?
I'm just going back to the comments that you, in the interview with Brenner last weekend, Paul. It did concern fans because I think a lot of this perverse feel-good factor about the place at the moment is based on the statement that yourself and Marcus put out to say that you know, you will definitely be here next season. And so for you to kind of sort of talk in vague terms about we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You worried people. Can you understand why that?
No,
why that would be the case?
No, I don't understand it. No, because I'm only answering this question. So his question to me is people hang about your record, the results. So my answer to that is, well, if Marcus or the owner wants to make a change, fine, I'm not going to argue with it. No problem. It's no problem. See what happens at the end of the season. He might still change at the end of the season. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. But what I get on really well with him. Really well with him. And the results, as I said, that drives me mad, the results. Playing-wise, we play some really good stuff. We don't get the reward for it. So, but not once in an interview did I turn and say, I'm walking away. And not once did I say I was going to Celtic, not once did I say I was going to Scotland. What I would do would leave here and go enjoy myself and my life. And I wouldn't beg somebody for me to hang around. Because the crowd deserve better. Because the crowd have been, as I said before, overwhelming with me. And that's what, as I said before, does my head in. Because they play that well, we can't give them what they want. But I think the other side of it, they see us playing really, really good football without getting the break. They feel what we feel and vice versa, the frustration of it. And because you can't keep playing as well as you can and no getting the break. So, but we're creating chances, we're playing good football, we do everything. But the only way you go is if the owner says, listen, thanks very much, see you later. Then, I don't have a problem.
Yeah, but the owner's been on record to say, I'm just looking at the statement here, he wanted to reinforce the message to our supporters that Paul and his team are here for the long term. And that was put out in January alongside yourself saying that you were here. And I think that was the one thing that people thought that they could hang their hat on now, that Paul will definitely be here next season and we've got, you know, somebody here ready to try and turn this ship around, someone who's been there and done it in that regard. And maybe that was the comforting thing for supporters. And are you saying that you've been in the game long enough now to know that an owner saying that they'll stick with a manager doesn't always mean that? Is that kind of where you're coming from?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I know the game. I know how it works. And so I never really looked too far ahead, really, as such, of what's going on. But I know how the game works, and I know how the pitfalls of it. If Steve lost his job at QPR the other day, and I thought we were doing really well, there's football things that things come out that you don't see coming at certain times, but but I was asked the question about it. The only way we go is if Marcus makes a change. Marcus probably better sitting here and ask you that question, you know? He's probably better here. Brenner's probably better than asking him that if he can get a hold of him, you know?
Yeah.
Good luck,
Brenner. I listened to the audio of that. I think Brenner didn't actually ask you directly about the future. It was just the nature of results and how disappointed you are with those, and I think you then kind of took it.
His question was if people were questioning the results. So, in a roundabout way, I know how you guys kind of work. The roundabout way is if the club, Marcus made a change, sort of thing. Yeah, it's not a problem for me. That not one problem. But never once in an interview did I say I was walking away, or give any indication I was walking away. I know what I want to happen at the end of the season. I know where I want the club to go. I know it in my head, you know, what's planned for the club to move forward. I know exactly everything, what I want to happen. I hate it for the supporters because they've been that good for us. They really have been unbelievable. I want them to enjoy it. They enjoy the football and all these sort of things, but the results are no there for us at the minute. We draw, even draws are like a defeat for us. We've drew, I don't know how many games, it's like a defeat for us because of the position we're in. We need day wins. So, but I don't hang my hat on to Everton. that's for sure. But never once did I say, was I walking away? People can read into that how they want it, but they've also got to realise my position of, I know what can happen before in certain clubs I've been at, so I know exactly how the game works.
Yeah. So, apologies for labouring the point, but to be 100% clear, unless Marcus Evans sacks you as manager, you will be here as Ipswich Town manager at the start of next season.
Yeah.
Good. Right. Yeah.
That's a long-winded question.
Yes, we got there on the end, didn't we?
Jesus, we got there on the end. Jesus, that was longer than Brexit. Yeah.
You've said a few times, sort of, that things will become clear in the coming weeks and months. When are we going to see what that means? Because people will inevitably read into that. That can mean various different things. Is that something that you're not able to share with us at this point?
No, I can't at the minute. I've got a rough idea what's going to happen, or I know what's roughly going to happen. But as I said before, I think it's exciting for the club. I really do. I think it could be really good. If the young players are going to be important to it. The support's going to be vital to it. You guys are going to be vital to it. I think you'll find out shortly what's going to happen. I think it could be really, really good with it. And maybe the club goes in another direction for what it's been done in the past. And you have most of your team will be your own. That's the great thing about it. And you have a hell of a lot of young lads trying to make an impression, aren't you? And I think that in itself is exciting, because with young kids, sometimes you just don't know what you're going to get. But what you do get is incredible excitement from them. And if they can bounce off their supporters, and the supporters keep doing what they're doing, and give them that time which they're doing, that's why the kids are playing as well as what they are. And there's no fear factor, because there's no criticism towards them. There's no animosity award. If they make a mistake, there's no really any jeering them or anything like that. They let them go and play, and they'll certainly need that. But I think it's there for everybody to see. When they have that freedom, they're a really good side.
How often are you seeing Marcus? He's about the club a lot more. We know that. How often are you speaking to him, and have you started to really drill down into budgets and things like that for next season now?
I speak to him more than McBrien will get near him, you know. So he's getting no chance of getting near him. So I speak to him most weeks, and he comes up here a few times a month, so which is great. So as I say, that's why I know roughly what's going on. We've had some good meetings with everything that's going on. I know exactly where the club's at money wise, what it can do, what it can't do, and we'd find middle ground and to see where we can take it. We won't be able to go and spend a hell of a lot of money. That for me is not the be all and end all. It's having a structure here to play and play the way we want to play, and play the type of football they want to play, for the support to get behind it. And again, you invest a hell of a lot of time into your players, the young ones here that are coming through, because they'll give you so much excitement. And if, as I said before, if that crowd can keep the way they are, then it could be anything it wants.
And we know you well enough by now to know that you'll speak your mind to Marcus, and if you feel something needs to be done, you'll tell him. So you talked about middle ground there. I think everyone's excited about building a team around youngsters, but will you just be reminding him from time to time that I might need a little bit of something to add a few into the mix?
Well, we've already spoke about that, and we said that as well, that we might, and if Judgey gets done and a few others, can you then give you that streetwise as well? I think it's important for us, so it's about trying to get that blend. But the great thing is, majority will be your own. That's the great thing. That's the beauty of it. They'll be your own, and they'll be hopefully moulded into a way of playing that this is where we play. The team go in pre-season. I think this pre-season probably one of their most vital ones in their whole time. And I think that's to get them that way of playing.
Yeah, just an Emmy Hughes update. How's he done since that under-23s outing? Has he been training with you guys since then?
No, he's missed a few days. But it wasn't to do with the problem that he had before. It was another little problem. But it's nothing. I don't think it's anything to be alarmed about or anything like that. So we get through that game, but I don't think it wasn't the problem with the knee where it was keeping him out for that length of time.
I was just going to ask you about one player we've talked about, perhaps the resurgence of John Nolan since you've arrived and players finding their feet at this level. Toto Nsiala started last weekend and had a good game. Someone that has good experience of League One, is he someone that you can see having a key role going forwards?
Well, I think Toto's got better since we've come in. I think he was maybe a little bit erratic when we first came in. I thought he'd a mistake in him. Toto, since we've played him, the big lad has done ever so well. The great thing about Toto is I think he missed football for a couple of years, and then he came back and started to make a career for himself. So the big lad's had ups and downs, but it's great he's came back. He's a lovely kid as well, a really nice lad, and he gives you absolutely everything he's got in his body. I thought you're right. I thought on Saturday he was very, very good. Toto, if you asked me to think he could do it in League One, absolutely, I wouldn't have a problem with him.
So, all right.
Did we mention Will Kane in his fitness? Is he
okay? Well trained this morning, so bar no reaction to him tomorrow night. I'll see how he is. Obviously, he's not match fit or anything like that, but he's fit training with us, and I'll have a chat with him tomorrow, see how he feels.
Any further talks with him on his contract situation?
Again, Marcus is dealing with that. You've got to remember, Wolves came from Hull, which not that long ago was in the Premier League either. So, but I'm pretty sure Marcus will deal with that one.
And the under-23s and under-18s, both top of the table.
Don't matter.
But both secured a place in the playoffs.
Yeah, but it don't matter. You've got to get that out of your head. It's not for me. It's not the most important thing. The most important thing is to get players into the first team. For me, it's other minds might view that differently. I only view it as, okay, no problem. The real trophy is getting kids into the first team. That's the real trophy. So I don't want people to think, okay, the 23s or the 18s are holding their own. It's getting them into the first team, and it really, really, really matters. If you asked Idris, for example, what would you rather, when you're just expected of league, or do you want to break into the first team? I'll guarantee you'll say you want to break into the first team. So if I get there, so it don't matter to me. You can ask me that. The remaining time I'm at this club, it'd be nice for me. Yeah, no problem. But how many players can we get through to the first team? That's where I'll judge anybody on success, is what kids we can get through into that first team. And if they move on from here, for 20, 30 million, job done. Then you might get a pat in the back, but yeah, the first team is that's the most important.
But they are ticking that box as well, aren't they?
Yeah, but it don't matter to me. The 23 one in a 23 league or one in a 18 league, it doesn't matter. It's getting the kids, they're ticking the boxes with the kids coming through. I think they've done fabulous to get the kids through into the first team. I've still got to be brave enough to play them. That's a big thing.
And the pathway, you can see the pathway with Idris this season. Idris started out as an 18 player, progressed to the 23s, and is now in the first team.
Yeah, but we've just took a chance on him, you know. I've seen him a few games and saw him in training and things like that, and let's see what the kid's got. Some of the coaches have said he's done well as well, so. But you still got to throw him in to say, okay, let's see if you can sustain it. He'll make mistakes, then I'll pull him out and then put him back in, because he has to learn that side of the game as well, the mental side of it. So, but again, massive talent, yes, huge talent.
Excellent, thank you.
All right.
All right.
See you later.